This is Deep Matter Radio, episode 3, and it's the 6th of June, 2009.
9 p.m. Somewhere thereafter.
We're recording from the Annex in Toronto, as usual.
One day we should do one from Guelph.
From Guelph?
Yeah.
I guess we could do that.
It's a great idea. Thanks.
So today we thought we'd record a conversation for you to listen to. Because we know how bored everyone is and lonely.
Yeah.
So
we're
thought
you're looking at you, Rob Cole.
So we thought you'd be desperate for a little company, in the form of recorded conversation. So
today's topic. Did we already say that?
No.
Okay. Today's topic is about geeks. Or weirdos, or dweebs.
Is that it?
I guess there is. I don't know, I'm just thinking of this board game I had.
Dweebs?
Called Dweebs, Geeks, and Weirdos. It was a weird game. My parents hated playing it. Because you had to do all these stupid things. And so no one would ever play it with me. I don't know where it is now.
What kind of game was it?
I don't know. I don't really remember. I remember Jeff Murdoch gave it to me as a birthday present, like way back when.
What was it called? Geeks, Dweebs, and Weirdos?
Dweeb, Geeks, and Weirdos.
Weirdos?
Yeah. I just remember one thing. It was like you had to, like, you know, like, walk. You do, like, crab walk or whatever? Where you, like, you go like this and you make, like, a bridge and you have to, like, walk.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I remember having to do that as part of the game. You would get cards, and I think they would tell you things like, do this, like, and just, like, stupid things that were supposed to embarrass you. And I guess make you seem like a dweeb, geek, and or weirdo. So, anyway.
So it was, like, a board game or something?
Yeah, it was a board game, but it was very, like, activity-based. But, yeah.
So we're wondering what a geek is, considering that, Christopher was just providing a, or it, I don't know what you call it, having a tirade, making a tirade, providing a tirade. What's the verb for tirade? The accompanying verb, I guess, is what I mean.
I don't know. Going on a.
Going on.
Tirade.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, true.
That's probably how I would say it. Where did we leave off? Where do we want to start?
Are we nerds?
Or geeks? Well, like, we don't think so, right?
Well, because I don't know. I like to think so, but maybe not. Because, like, we probably have too many friends or something. Or, like, we're too...
I think...
Like, we're not obsessed with, like, bizarre shit.
Oh, well. That's up for debate, I suppose.
Or I guess, yeah, true.
It's so context-based, right?
Yeah.
How we define geek, what a geek is so much different than what, like, Joe Millionaire or whatever will define as a geek.
Joe Millionaire?
I think that was a reality TV show. Someone married a millionaire, but they didn't know that he was a millionaire until the show ended or something, I think.
But, yeah, I guess, like, do you think people consider us?
The average person?
Geeks?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, there's so many, because like, geeks is applied, it's like, people put all these adjectives in front of it, like music geek,
yeah.
Or like
nerd.
TV geek or video game geek or something.
Yeah.
And I guess we could fall into some of those.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, to me geek is more encompassing than, I don't know, it entails like a certain pride in what you do or something.
Yeah, but it also seems more extremely socially unaware or something. Like, not only socially inept and, like, socially, like, I don't know, like not having a lot of friends, but it's also like not even realizing that
no.
people like.
I think I would I feel like the term geek has evolved over time. And when we were younger, then geek, yeah, kind of meant this like socially awkward, oblivious person.
No, because I can think of people like that, and they would.
Yeah, but I feel now like geek is, it's more of like a self-conscious thing. Like people claim geek as an identity, and it's different. Like I feel like the people that I would call a geek now, for the most part, are people who would almost embrace that term. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
And it's like, there's a whole subculture of it now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they might have friends. They quite possibly have more friends than we do.
Yeah.
But they're still, to me, geeks, in a way. And it's just like, focus. I don't know on what. It's a focus on, yeah, what activities do you think define geekdom, at least to us? Like, what do we consider?
I don't know, it's like more solitary, item based, like object based, material.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a material
based thing
in like every way,
as opposed to social, like obsessions. Right? And it's also about obsession. It seems there has to be extremes of like.
Yeah, it's almost like a compulsion or something.
Like computer.
Yeah, and I think that gets to a heart of it. For us, it really seems to be technology based too. Like computer games or video games or something. Because you don't like someone's reading like a lot of books or whatever, we wouldn't call them a geek.
Yeah.
Whereas other people might, we wouldn't though.
That was like the first stage of like in the evolution of a geek or something. Like it was like bookworm or some shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's
like
true.
Reading books all the time and like but that doesn't seem relevant now.
It seems with like the advent of the computer age, like starting in the 80s or something.
Then nerds moved on to the next thing.
Yeah, now it's like a different thing. Like I think of like calculators or something when I think of geeks. It's like an image that pops into mind.
Like pen pocket.
Pocket protectors?
Protectors.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really seems. Yeah, books. Like you use the bookmark insult, or bookworm, sorry, insult. And, like, you never hear that anymore. Like, it's almost passé. Like, no one's like that anymore. And if they are, like, they're... I don't know, people seem to be almost indifferent to that. It's not like...
Yeah.
They're not the main targets anymore or something. But I think, I don't know, going back to what I was saying earlier, there's just this... It's almost like this, like, claiming of geekdom or something. Where people have really willingly adopted it as like something that defines them.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Which I hate. And there's also the sci-fi is another thing that's really associated with geekdom, which I don't know if I agree with as much, but...
The science fiction what?
Like people who read science fiction or into science fiction and or sci-fi, and they view that that's their, like, ticket into the geek world. And, like, a willing ticket.
Yeah, that's all that's needed.
It's like they wanted that ticket. It's like a ticket to paradise for them. Two tickets to paradise.
Yeah. It also seems an excuse to, like certain things or something. It's, like, geeky, so therefore I can consume this, like, piece of, like, huge pop corporate culture.
Yeah, like maybe it's almost like that kind of ironic consumption or something.
Yeah, like at least for
like
people like
logo.
Us, where like the lower people are always valued more, like geeks or whatever, like have that kind of like desirable, like in a way, like like air. So
yeah, but yeah, I agree that. I don't know, it excuses consumption in many ways. Like, well, I can see this movie because I have to, as a geek or whatever, as a fan of geeky things, I'm obligated to see this movie. Like, sorry, everyone, like, I just have to do it. Like, it's an excuse.
I don't know, I had this, like, in my science fiction course, like my professor, like said, so has everyone, like has anyone seen WALL-E yet or something? Like and yeah, like that kind of thing like really bugs me because it makes it sound like it's like a necessary thing, like it's like a pop culture thing, like have you yet seen it, like as opposed to like will you see it or something kind of
thing? Yeah, like
it's like necessary that you'll see it.
It's a matter of when rather than a matter of if.
Yeah, it was really nice.
How did you find that class? How do you find the people in that class?
Really annoying as usual.
In which way, though?
Participating too much and like they're into it and reading everything on time and stuff. And so I felt, as usual, out of place. Yeah. Of course, there's a class for people who are out of place. You'd think it's the science fiction class, but no, it's probably the opposite.
Yeah.
They all fit in great.
Well, it just seems, I don't know, like to identify yourself as a geek is almost like useful now. Like you automatically have like a subculture or something to call your own.
You
and,
have
like,
a place to fit in or something.
Yeah.
It's like
this is where you belong.
You have shelter at night or something. You have like a place to lie your head or the expression.
Yeah. And I think as we kind of talked about previously, there's that real consumer aspect, this real like willful neglect of everything remotely important in life in favor of like just like consuming geek artifacts or whatever.
What do you mean? Like what?
Well, just like playing games and not like
being
so focused, like critiquing games or whatever, like this graphics, these are terrible, like, or like, oh, that was so stupid what happened in that game, and it just seems so
so much of escapism
anything.
And like denial or something.
It's all escapism, but like it's like no one admits it or something, or they do admit it, but like I think the main problem I have with geekdom or something as I see it is that I would be perfectly fine with it if people like admitted that their lives are like worthless and then that they use like geekdom to escape from that, because like that's fine with me. Because I think that's what we do.
Yeah, no.
We just talk about our lives.
Yeah, but the thing with them is that like it's a denial of any kind of social like context for what they do or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like
it's like it's not an escape
or
something.
They don't acknowledge that or something.
It's I think it's that they don't acknowledge it as being an escape. They instead make it everything. They make it their whole identity, and thus, well, I'm not escaping from anything. I'm just a geek or whatever. Mm. As opposed to like, no, like I have like my life is shit or whatever, and thus I need to do this. And I think that I would be perfectly fine like that because I'm not like saying that their lives are worthless because they're geeks. I'm saying like everyone's life is worthless, and we have to find something to make it less unbearable. And they've chosen that, and if they would acknowledge it, I'd be a lot more okay with it. But it seems rare for that to happen.
I listened to a lecture once, this guy, like a proponent of, or like a writer of science fiction, like talking about how, it's not escapism because like people don't understand what science fiction is supposed to be. Like it's supposed to be parables or something like what's that called, like
allegory
analogy? Allegory type stuff, like where like you're actually talking about the real world through analogy, through metaphor or something, and like in science fiction. But so you're like so he was talking about how his books address like current issues, like every issue like possible or something, like political things and stuff like in that way. And but I don't know, like at first I liked that, but I really doubt that most people that enjoy that.
Well, the thing is, like, maybe if you're talking about stuff. Dune or something like that, but if you're talking about Star Wars, like, honestly, who, like, Star Wars, like, I think there's the most you can do it is, like, good versus evil, like, the most generic, like, black and white, like, literal black versus white kind of thing. And it's so stupid, like, the light versus the dark side, like.
I think it criticized Star Wars for that, though, for, kind of, like, bringing science fiction down to, like,
I feel like that's in geek culture, that's what's held up. Like, Star Wars seems to be the pervasive, like, the all, like, it transcends everything.
Yeah, that's, like, the epitome of science fiction.
Yeah, so, like, it's not.
Or, like, geeky.
It's probably only, like, academics who are, like, focused on science fiction as some sort of really intelligent pieces of allegory or something. Because, that absolutely exists, but I don't think it's the norm, necessarily.
I really can't imagine that most people, like, go to Star Wars, like...
Yeah, like, I wonder what this is going to say about society, or...
Yeah, or, like, whatever.
Religion and politics.
Like, that they even think about that in any, like, aspect of, like, life, like, let alone when they go to...
Yeah, and when they're, like,
consume science.
When they're buying, like, fucking lightsabers and... Darth Vader costumes, I can't imagine they're thinking of, like, I'm gonna reenact the social injustices of the world or something. Like, it's a completely individual endeavor. Like, not, it's so removed from any sort of larger purpose. Other than, like, escapism, in my opinion, and that's fine, just acknowledge it as such.
We have a, what was it? We have a clip that we thought we would show of, or like a recording of, what do you call it? The rough, what the fuck, how do you describe that?
The demo?
What are you talking about? The preparatory, like, recording.
The test ones.
Yeah, like the test.
Checking our sound levels and so forth.
Sound check, sort of, like, for this, like, recording. In which we, in which Christopher heard an email sound, and, you can hear it yourself, I guess.
Here it is. Did you just get an email? What's that sound?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, wait, maybe that's my computer.
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, I just got an email. Baloney pops.
So, there it is. I hope you enjoyed that.
That email turned out to be a notification from Vimeo, which is really annoying. It wasn't anything of note.
Yeah, it was just like one of those emails that you get from like the company or whatever.
For registering or whatever. Actually, it was about uploading our video, which you should watch at deepmatter.blogspot.
Don't forget to leave a comment.
Yeah.
And watch it.
And don't forget, as some of you have already forgotten, but maybe this will remind you. How much time do we have left?
There's always time to turn over a new leaf as our audience.
You can, in fact, teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm. How much time do we have left?
Yep.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yep. It's more time than I expected.
So, in conclusion, we'd like to thank you for listening.
And if you have any strong opinions on geeks and how we are completely wrong with all of our opinions on geeks, then please let us know. We'd like to discuss it with you.
If you want to call us geeks,
get in line.
Okay, well, we still have 40 seconds.
Well, we could play, like, a little bit of music at the end, right? Do a little outro.
Okay.
What about new?
What about new?
Bunzo brother. This is making really sharp sound waves. 1, 2, 3, 4.